Hello, happiness seekers. My name is Claudia. Welcome back. This is 26 Day Boost, where I'm bringing you 26 days of science-backed happiness principles, one for every letter of the alphabet, to celebrate my brand new book, The Alphabet of Happiness. I hope that you're tuning in every day to get your practical tip in under 5 minutes, designed to give your mood a real boost. And remember, this campaign is also an official countdown to the big book launch party on 31st of October at the Science Museum in London. And if you would like to learn more, visit my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. And also, massive thank you to all of you who are tagging my book, tagging me in your posts. Thank you so much for spreading happiness. I really written the book to spread that happiness, share that toolkit based on the science of happiness. So thank you so much for supporting me. Remember that if you are tagging people and you are talking about the alphabet of happiness, also tag me in your posts so that you can enter into prize draw to win one of the 3 signed copies of the alphabet of happiness. You can find me on LinkedIn at Claudia Mitura or on Instagram at thehappinesschallenge_Claudia. And today's letter is L for luck. And lots of people get often surprised by the choice of this letter, but there is just fascinating research out there which shows that our mindset, and more specifically, whether we believe we are lucky or unlucky in life, actually shapes the way we behave and therefore impacts our happiness and life satisfaction. We have a fantastic researcher here, Richard Wiseman, who showed through a set of different studies that if participants were changing their mindset and they started to behave like, yes, I am a lucky person and good things will happen to me, 80% of the participants felt happier and more satisfied. And often that was because they would change their behavior, and therefore, they would have an increased number of positive opportunities in their lives. So often participants would report getting rid of bad luck. They would report situations of kind of lucky breakthroughs. They would talk about those specific opportunities that happened in their life. But often it was because they believed they were lucky and therefore they changed their behavior. And in the alphabet of happiness, I cover 4 specific behaviors that we tend to adopt if we think we are lucky, which in turn shape our happiness and life satisfaction. And one of those behaviors is that if we believe we are lucky in life, we are less likely to self-reject. So we are less likely to believe that other people will judge us harshly, and therefore we are more likely to start something new. Because if we believe we are unlucky, we'll self-reject our business ideas. So we never take the first step to talk to the investors. We self-reject our creative work and we never show it to other people. So often self-rejection hinders our ability to create luck, because we do not take the first step towards the happiness we want. And the difference between lucky and unlucky people is that lucky people do not self-reject. They take that risk of a first step. So today's action for you is to share your work, share your idea, share your art with other people. Let others be the judges of it. You'll be pleasantly surprised how supportive people can be. So don't self-reject. Believe that lucky opportunities will come your way and therefore take the first step towards something you care about. So I hope you have found this idea provoking and you will do it and engage with it. I hope to see you tomorrow at the next letter and another happiness boost. Bye.